Hello, good morning, and welcome to Radio Yorkshire. My name is Ross Briley. It is the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. And if I'm Ross Briley, that means by process of elimination, the tiny hairy man sat opposite me must be Mr. Joshua Sadler. Would that be fair to say?
Bonjour, ça va? Oui. Correcto.
you appear to have become French overnight.
Voilà.
Is that all you know?
That's all I know. I'm afraid that's the end of my
I can elaborate on that. Je suis un pomme de terre.
I am a potato.
I am a potato. That is correct.
It's worth knowing if you are Brian Harvey. That's a useful one.
It is. If you're listening, Brian, hello. And welcome.
We'd love to have you on the show.
Welcome to Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. What is today brought to you by? Today is brought to you by coffee, I think, mainly. Insomnia.
Yeah.
And a slow creeping feeling of dread, but I get that every time I look in your eyes, Josh.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that that's what I'm giving you through my glances.
Yeah, that's generally the effect.
Because what I'm giving you through my glands is a smell of onions.
You do smell a lot of onions. Again, if you've not listened to us before, we've been on once. We were on Bank Holiday Monday a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
We were due to be on last week as well, but your head decided to crush itself from the inside, did it not?
I had a migraine for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I thought I'd had migraines before,
right.
but they weren't. They were just headaches.
You think you've had migraines before? Just you wait till you try the Joshua Sadler migraine.
There was enough pain that I spent the majority of the time thinking, which part of my body would I be willing to lose in order for this pain to go away?
If only you'd said, I would have rushed right home with a hacksaw.
You could have done it with a blunt spoon, to be honest. As long as it would have distracted from the pain in my head, then that would have it would have helped. I'd have appreciated it.
So an entirely positive start to the show. Then migraines, coffee, insomnia, that's what we've got for you. That's going to be the title of my autobiography, a bit about yours. Welcome to Radio Yorkshire, Josh.
Thank you. It's nice to be here again at this lovely time on a weekend.
It is. Well, I do love the weekend, don't you?
I love the weekend.
I love all minutes, all times, all days.
And this is my favourite time of the weekend.
Yeah, which whatever time this is right now,
it's my favourite one.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Absolutely.
At least for now, anyway, that might change as the weekend progresses.
No, I mean, this particular weekend at this specific time right now is my favourite time on a weekend ever.
See, the problem is now people are going to think that we're pre-recording this bit because they're going to think, oh, they don't actually know what time it is.
Well, it depends when they're listening.
That is true. That is entirely true. We're actually doing this live and exclusive.
We will hold a newspaper up to one of the cameras so you can see that is the truth.
Yeah, we could take a photo of you. We could tweet a photo of you holding a newspaper.
Unfortunately,
for the first time.
I have a feeling that this is yesterday's newspaper.
Which is going to prove absolutely nothing.
Nothing, no.
I hope you're all well and good, enjoying the weekend out there. This is Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross, you're Josh.
Hello.
And we're broadcasting live from a microwave today, as the air conditioning appears to have packed in. But luckily, they managed to get a portable, and I mean portable in the loosest possible sense.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's bigger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they helpfully, whoever was in last night, helpfully put it on last night, so that we essentially got 12 hours of boiling hot air pumped into an already hot room.
Well, they'd said, just to warn you, tomorrow when you go into the studios, the aircon is broke, so it is going to be quite hot in there. But don't worry, we've got an aircon machine. And, it's not an aircon, it's like a leaf blower set to 50 degrees. I've been to Rio de Janeiro, Ross, and the heat was bearable there. It's not in here.
Was that a humble brag?
What?
Was that a humble brag?
It wasn't supposed to be a brag. I suppose for someone of my status.
Limited life experience.
Yeah, exactly, then it probably is a brag.
Yeah.
I've been to Rio de Janeiro, Ross.
Let me tell you.
It was nice. It's lovely.
Was it?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it?
I would highly recommend Rio de Janeiro to anyone. I'd like to go back. I don't feel like I was there for long enough.
Right. How long were you there for?
We were there for 6 days.
Yeah, that's not long enough at all, is it?
Not really. And I think my sort of sheltered Western existence made my fear that something bad was going to happen to me ruined at least the first 3 days of the holiday, which was needless.
Your
it's
latent
a lovely
xenophobia.
Place. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were brought up in just outside Chesterfield.
In a ditch, yeah.
Yeah, so Rio de Janeiro is very much an exotic place to you. I mean, to be fair, it's an exotic place to all of us.
It's an exotic place to anybody, I think.
Unless you were born in Rio de Janeiro, in which case it's home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But apart from that, how are you, Joshua Sadler?
I'm all right. I'm feeling rather chipper this weekend.
Good.
Time.
Well, this entire weekend time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, stick with us for weekend time. What have we got on the show coming up this afternoon? You'll also meet... I mean, you're one of my best friends.
Right.
Or at least for now.
Okay. For this time at the weekend, I'm your best friend.
Yeah, but... you are, yeah. For the purposes of this show, you are one of my best friends. But we'll get to meet one of my other baby friends.
One of your other babies? I didn't even know you had one.
One of my other best friends. Baby John will be joining on the scene.
Wait for that. That'll be good.
Yeah. Just give us a brief back. Who is Baby John? Why will we be hearing from him?
Baby John is a terrifying, talking, sentient baby.
Yes.
Again, for anybody that can join in on the video cameras, you should be able to see John.
To
my right here.
Yeah.
He's got a seat there. He's asleep at the minute.
He's mocking me by sleeping.
He is mocking you by sleeping. You can see there he's got his eyes shut, but that doesn't mean that when he wakes up they're going to open. They're in a permanent state of closed, but we'll wake him up in a bit and see how he's getting on.
Yeah, that seems fair enough. We'll also be joined by your hero, Gennaro Contaldo.
No.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be on the show later on, but we'll talk to you about that in a little bit. Look at you. You look like
I'm so excited.
You look like you've cracked a double yolk. We'll also be hearing from our friend comedian Peter Brush. He's got a few thoughts for the week.
Words
of wisdom from Peter Brush. He's a very wise man.
He is.
I think he brought myrrh.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
And mirth. Yeah. They used to spell it differently back then.
They did,
so
yeah.
It was the same thing.
How do you spell myrrh?
M-E...
No.
R.
No, it's not just like myrrh. I'm pretty sure it's M-Y-R-R-H or something.
Is that how Ollie Murs spells it?
That's how Ollie Murs spells it, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. We'll also be playing everyone's favourite game, Guess the Crisp.
Oh, I love Guess the Crisp.
You do love Guess the Crisp, don't
it's
you?
It's my favourite game. Sometimes in the pub I put a blindfold on and just walk around and try and guess the crisp.
And how many pubs are you barred from?
Just the Wetherspoons in Chapel Allerton.
Fair enough. We'll be talking about holidays as well, because I've been on holiday. You're going on holiday.
I am. Another place. I've been to Rio de Janeiro, and now I'm going somewhere else.
Then
yes.
Find out where here on the Ross and Josh Show. We'll also be seeing just how far through a life you are, because we've got an ultimate guide to life that I found on the internet the other day. And I want to just put you to the test, see exactly where you're going to come up to scratch in that. And we'll also be... talking about other things.
We will.
That's about it.
I hope so, yeah.
That's about it. That's about all we've got for you. So stick with us here, Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross, he's Josh.
Hey up, you're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
Okay, and that was the Wombats there with Moving to New York.
It was.
Have they moved to New York?
I would hope so. That song's a few years old now.
Bunch of lying gets, aren't they, eh?
I know. Terrible, isn't it?
You've had a severe lack of sleep and you love New York, so... That would seem like an appropriate song for you.
It
minute.
Would, yeah, yeah, yeah. That, although, those are those things linked?
Yeah, he said something about, I'm not getting enough sleep, so I'm moving to New York.
Did he?
I'm sure that's what it was. We'll look up the lyrics and just make sure that I'm wrong.
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't listening to a word he was saying. I was just casually bopping along to the tune.
Oh, well, that's good.
Radio Yorkshire, it's the Ross and Josh Show. It is the weekend.
Hello.
Or Saturday morning. It is Saturday morning.
Oh, you've given it away now.
I'm giving it away now. I'm sorry. Unless you're listening on the repeat on Sunday night, in which case...
It's the weekend.
It's the whole weekend. If you're listening live, I hope you have a great weekend. If you're listening on the recorded one on Sunday night, I hope you had a great weekend. It's a slight change, a subtle change.
Yeah.
If anything, maybe one, maybe two letters. But it makes a big difference. Makes a big difference, doesn't it, Josh?
It does. I'm still trying to think of how the letters are different.
D and a V-E. Are you okay? Have you slept?
I've slept. This is my normal mental capacity that I'm operating at.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You are... it's a struggle for you, isn't it?
Life
in general.
More life.
Yeah.
Again,
if people didn't listen into the Bank Holiday Monday show, they may well have been in a caravan somewhere trying to escape. then just tell us a bit about yourself. Your name's Josh Sadler.
That's right.
All
one word, Josh Sadler, and I'm a man of small stature and great...
Can I wave? Is anyone watching? Look, do you want to stand up? In fact, stand up.
I am stood up.
All right, okay, fair enough, yeah. That's every show.
We're going to do that joke. Yep. But it is true. I'm a man of small stature and mighty smell.
I beg your pardon?
Mighty smell.
Is that a mighty small in an accent?
Yeah, it is. It's an accent that I've just invented. But hello, Josh Taylor. I'm a stained small in mighty smell.
But you pronounce A's as E's. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
Well, yeah, you're a wonderful man, though, really, aren't you, deep down?
Somewhere. I've not found it yet.
You've not found it yet? No.
It's in there. I keep digging.
How's life going for you so far? I mean, if someone had said, how old are you now? What, 27, 28?
I'm 28, yeah.
28 years old. If someone had said to you that this is, you know, where you are now, that would be where you would be at 28. Would you be happy with that?
I would be. I'd say, God blimey, Kavner, you've got to be joking me. I thought I'd still be shining shoes today.
What? You are a man of many accents as well. None of them appropriate for the occasion.
No, none of them, never.
None of them actually needed at the time.
No.
No, but nevertheless, they appear.
Yeah, well, you know, that's probably through the fact that I've grown up with an accent that is never appropriate for any time whatsoever.
No, that is true.
Nobody really knows what a Derbyshire accent is. So no. They're just a show. Are you from Manchester? Is usually what I would get.
Right.
So,
is that your mum speaking?
It is, yeah. I am mum.
Does she not know where you're from? Does she not remember your painful birth?
Let's not talk about that. She doesn't know where I'm from. Oh, well, who I'm from. Never mind.
Okay, I don't want to go down that path. That's terrifying.
No, yeah, me too.
Good evening, Miss Sadler. Miss Sadler?
Or morning, Sadler? Depending on which show you're listening to, Mother.
Good morning, Mrs. Sadler. Is she an early riser? Would she be up at whatever time it is now?
She's usually up, yeah.
She's usually up, yeah.
She's usually up at fairly early, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Likes to get the most out of the day. The
early bird catches the worm and all that.
She does. I tell her to stop doing that.
Leave
Mint Garden,
this
Mum.
Cereal in the cupboard.
What are you doing?
Worms. You don't need the worms. If you're in Yorkshire this weekend, which I anticipate most of you are, then you're probably inside.
You're probably inside,
because the weather's turned, like the worm.
It has, yeah.
Your mum was caught. It was blazing sunshine past few days, not so much now.
It's just grey. The sky is the same colour as the Leeds United ground at the minute, which is what I can see out of the window.
Just a bit grey.
Just two shades of grey.
Right, so we need 48 more. And we'll
we do need 48 more, and the streets will be lined with filth.
But mainstream filth, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, palatable. Acceptable.
Acceptable filth.
Yeah.
Waterstones. Mainstream bookshop.
Waterstones. Coffee area.
That kind of filth. Thing. That kind of thing. As I said, this is the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross. You're Josh. We'll be hearing from Baby John. We'll be hearing from our friend Peter Brush a little bit later on. Hopefully, as the weeks go by as well, we'll learn how to do this.
Yeah.
And also be joined by a myriad of other guests.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have some phone-ins. If you want to get in touch with us, then you can do. You can tweet us at @radio_Yorkshire, or you can email us studio@radioyorkshire.co.uk, or you can even text us, but I have absolutely no idea how I would pick up those texts.
Nope.
So text away, my friends. text studio plus your message to 84010, apparently.
All right.
So I don't know where they come in. I think on this computer somewhere, but it's far too early for anyone to be in to tell me how to do that.
Don't worry about it.
So text away. Text abuse. Go
for it. I'll tell you what, I'll text you some abuse on that studio.
And I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah. And see if you can find it.
All right, sounds like a plan. And we'll also be hearing, we're going to have a little bit of a song, if that's all right with you, and then we'll be hearing from one of your heroes in life.
Gennaro Cantalda.
Gennaro Cantalda.
He is my only hero in life.
I thought I was your hero.
Not a chance. Not when compared to Gennaro, Ross. I'm sorry.
No?
I just think if that's what you're expecting, you've got delusions of grandeur. If you're putting yourself up against Gennaro and you expect to be treated equally, then you have to be prepared for my opinion of you. That's all I'm saying.
And what's that?
You can't cook as well as he can, and your accent isn't anywhere near as entertaining.
Hey, up! You're listening to Radio Yorkshire. Under pressure. Pressure. This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
It's true, it is the Ross and Josh Show, which means that I must be Ross and you there with the face.
Hello. I'm Josh. Yeah. There's not enough ska in pop music anymore. Sting used to like a good bit of that as well.
He did. I just
like it. You don't need words all the time.
We could do that today.
We could do. Do you want to have a little?
It.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah, all right, yeah. So what are you... Who's the...
Ask me a question.
All right, okay. So, Josh, nice to have you here. What did you get up to last night, my friend?
Get up, baby!
Did you really? Wow, tell us more about that.
Boo-doo-ba.
Did you? What? Twice, you say? Twice? Incredible. And did you? Who was your favourite actor in that? I don't know. I think he's terrible.
That was Ian Beale, by the way. That's what I was...
Ian Beale!
I've got a tendency, I think I'm going a little bit sort of football chantish on there.
You are a little bit. Who ate all the pies?
I'm not sure.
No.
But they are out of stock now, so you're going to have to come back at the end of the game, I'm afraid.
Thanks, mate.
Do you know, I always used to think as well that Plug In Baby by Muse would be a good song to have a football chant to.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you could do the... you could scat the riff.
Well, you could do that indeed, but I mean, if you replace your scats there, if you do it a bit more shouty and you just say lads.
My Plug-in lads.
I mean, I don't know. It's sort of the word lads loses all meaning by the. I mean, it didn't have any meaning to start off with.
No, it didn't. No, it does to the lads.
To the lads.
Hashtag the lads.
The lads.
Hashtag Bants.
Lads.
Who do you were you one of the lads?
I was a terrible person when I was younger.
And, what do you mean when you were younger?
Well, and now, but
you
I'm
are
just,
a terrible person.
This is true, but in many ways, you better than I used to be. I think.
Right, okay.
I mean, what I mean
that's
by that...
That's good, though. You're going the right way.
Yeah, I'm going the right way. It's just taking a long time. I mean, at this
maybe
current...
as they lower your casket into the ground, people will go, you know what? You just about got there.
Maybe.
In 3 weeks.
I'm not... Wow, okay. And that's
that'll be me doing that.
Okay, you're going to do... Well, you're going to do the voice of Don LaFontaine as I get lowered into the air.
You know what? You just about got there. You didn't have to kill him, Russ. I don't know.
Coming this summer, a
was
tale
that Mickey Mouse?
Of honor.
Mickey Mouse is at your funeral.
He is. I don't know what he's doing there.
Tale of what? Sorry.
Honor, trust, and onions
in a world where onions gain sentience. Joshua Sadler,
it's the feel-good hit of the summer.
What, by Queens of the Stone Age?
Yeah.
I don't think we can play that on air.
That's not one we can play on the air.
They don't have a clean radio edit.
Have you looked?
No, I don't, but I didn't get it. We were going to play... it's amazing what you can find a clean radio edit of.
What was the NWA song that we had
Straight Outta Compton.
We found a clean version of Straight Outta Compton.
A clean version of Straight Outta Compton. Because obviously NWA were like, here, lads, look, I don't think we're getting enough radio play here.
Snoop, what are you talking about? It's Andre here with you. Dr. D, is he? Snoop, what are you talking about?
Look, I know we've written this song and there's quite a lot of obscenities in it. And I like it. And it really gets the point across. However, I feel we'd get more of a point across if we remove the obscenities and played it on the radio at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Snoop, do you not think that by making a clean version of one of our songs, it in many ways goes completely against the everything that we stand for and talk about during our songs to make a clean version? In many ways, we are conforming to the man, the very person that we are saying F to.
F2.
F2.
Is that a shortcut on the keyboard?
It is F2. Press F2 and it does a swear into the song.
I've invented a new keyboard. It's an obscenity keyboard.
Yeah, obscenity keyboard. No, that's been around for a long time. I think it was an app. It was an app in the early 2000s. You could get it. It's a Flash-based website, Snoop.
I think it sounds like an excellent.
I'm calling you Snoop. He was never in NWA.
No,
I don't know why I was saying that.
Snoop, what are you doing in here, buddy?
He was around to give advice and be a supportive friend at the time.
Was it? Who was it? Was it like Ice Cube?
I'm Dr. Andre. Who are you? You could be Ice Cube.
I could be Ice Cube.
Okay.
Was he in Public Enemy?
Ice Cube? I don't know. No, Public Enemy was... no, hang on, I'm thinking... Who was Flavor Flav in?
No, he's in... Yeah, he was in Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. I've met him. Honestly,
who was it? Jam Master J. What was it? No, he was Run DMC.
He was Run DMC, wasn't he? Oh, it's a good job we know a lot about hip hop to say we're in NWA.
Two Yorkshire lads reminisce about the glory days of hip hop here on Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. My name's Ross.
And I am Josh.
And you are Josh. Anything else? Or can we conclude this meeting, the NWA annual general meeting?
Meeting is adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned here on Radio Yorkshire. I only wish we had a slightly more appropriate song to go into, but I don't think we have.
Okay.
Hey, up! You're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
It's true, you are. You listen to Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show here on the weekend. What a weekend we've got for you as well. Oh, all the weekend things that are happening. Incredible. Oh, the weekend. I love the weekend. I live for the weekend. Don't you, Josh?
I do live for the weekend. Life is just one big weekend for me,
it's
Ross.
It's one big weekend. And yeah, for everyone around you, it's just harder.
Yeah, it is.
Just increasingly harder work, isn't it?
Yeah, always around me. I party like it's 1999 and...
You party like you're 13 years old.
Yeah.
What do you just have a sherbet dib dab, three bottles of coke?
I love it. I have a sherbet dib dab, some flying saucers. Yeah. I have a game of apple bobbin that only I play. I do that game where what I do is there's no one else there, but I do that game where I put some music on it, then I have to put on a scarf, some gloves, I get a knife and a fork, and then I have to eat a bar of chocolate with a knife and fork.
What is that game?
You've never played that game.
What are you talking about?
Have you never been to a kid's party where they play that game? So it's like music.
I don't think so.
Right, okay. So there's a bar of chocolate
in the
middle.
I've been to a kids' party for a long time.
Well,
for obvious reasons.
Maybe we should have an adult-based kids' party. I know, hang on, that sounds really bad.
Terrible.
And what I mean is a kids' party with adults there. So we do the things that kids would do at the kids' parties.
Just a party?
A party, yeah.
Let's have a party.
But there's no alcohol.
I'm gonna have a party.
Oh, to hell with it.
Yeah. No alcohol, no. Just essentially, yeah, what you would have at a kids' party, but for adults.
Seriously, I can't believe
it. Bouncing castle?
Just wait.
What?
We need to talk about this game. I cannot believe that you've never played this game before.
Talk me through it.
By the way, can you read out the Twitter handle? Because I want someone to tweet in.
Yeah, who's
played this before. I'm going to describe the game in a second.
All right, you can describe the game on here. Tweet it at @radio_Yorkshire.
So the idea is,
if you're a child and you're listening at home and you're thinking, I'll play that game right now.
Right. There's some music on.
Right.
Okay. And then whilst the music is on, a child has in front of them, they've got a hat, a scarf,
right,
and some gloves.
Okay.
And they have to put the hat and the scarf and the gloves on. They're all in a circle, right, around a table in the middle that's got a bar of chocolate in it.
Were you in the Freemasons?
No, listen. Honestly, there's a bar of chocolate in the middle. You put the hat, the scarf, and the gloves on, and then you have to pick up a knife and fork and eat as much chocolate from the bar as you can with the knife and fork until the music changes, and then you have to go back and it's the next kid's turn to try and do it.
Was it a good game?
I mean, not really.
It doesn't sound like a good game. It sounds like making chocolate disappointing.
Yeah.
Which is the slogan of mining chocolate bar. It's simply a hollow shell of chocolate.
But talking of chocolate and food and all good things edible.
All good things come to those who wait,
yeah,
as we know. And you've been waiting to meet a man who you've looked up to for many years.
Many years, yeah.
And today you're going to get that chance.
I'm so excited about
this. You are so excited. Tell us about Gennaro Contaldo. Tell us who he is and why you love him.
He is a man from the Amalfi Coast. He's a chef that taught Jamie Oliver to cook. Yes, that is his fault. But he's just got so much passion and zest
for
life.
Don't undermine. You've got all Jamie Oliver's cookbooks.
I love him. I'm just very...
Don't go with the populist line.
Okay, all right then. In that case, we should be grateful for Gennaro for his contribution to the world in the form of Jamie Oliver.
Stick to your guns.
I will, all right. I shouldn't have really brought my guns with me, but...
Grow a spine.
I will. It's getting there. I'm trying, Ross. This is part of my problem. This is why I'm the height that I am. He's just amazing. I just love how passionate he is about cooking food. And his accent is brilliant. And I'm really excited to meet him.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the wonderful Mr. Gennaro Contaldo to the studio. Gennaro Contaldo, thank you for coming in, Gennaro. Amazing. If you watch it on the cameras...
He's under the desk.
He's an invisible man. Thanks for coming in, Gennaro. It really is an absolute pleasure to have you here today. Are you with us for long? No.
What about 1.5 minutes?
Okay, we've not got long. All right, that's good, Gennaro. We'll bear that in mind. Gennaro, have you been anywhere interesting recently? Is there Can you tell us anything about that? Maybe an interesting place you've been.
Oh my God! You should smell. I promise. Now you will smell the fish. Come on, smell it.
But you brought a fish with you. You brought a fish with you. Okay. Why? You were outdoors a minute ago. Where have you brought? You brought the fish with you in here.
It's chippy and easy, and it is delicious.
I don't doubt that it's delicious, Gennaro. Okay. Look, I've been waiting for a long time to meet you. Have you got any advice for me? Just about life in general.
200 grams of sausages.
That's like great advice, to be fair.
What am I doing with those 200 grams of sausages, Gennaro?
I was in Scotland the other day and had these fantastic Scotch eggs.
Did you? I would have appreciated it if you would have told me that when I said, have you been anywhere interesting recently?
But really fantastic.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was fantastic. Gennaro, please, I'm just going to shut up and I'm going to let you talk, Gennaro, because I'm really just excited that you're here.
You're really struggling to interview him, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be a lot better at it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Well, you're absolutely appalling. You shouldn't go into interviewing, I would say. That was fair enough.
Well, why don't you ask him some questions, Ross?
No,
I'm just, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about him being here.
No, I can understand that. Well, thanks for coming in, Gennaro, anyway. Has anything happened recently? Anything you've been particularly excited about?
Double yolk! I asked him for one egg. Instead of giving me two, double yolkovic. That's good. I love it.
Wow. I love it as well. That's exciting.
That's incredible. Have you ever had a double yolk?
I've never had a double yolk.
Well, Gennaro has.
I know. He's just said.
It's fantastic.
Well done, Gennaro.
Fantastic.
He is fantastic. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic.
He is fantastic, Gennaro. Yeah, thank you.
Really fantastic.
I know it is. It's really fantastic. I'm glad that you think that, Gennaro.
Well, thanks for coming, Gennaro. Any plans for the weekend? What are you going to be doing? Where are you going to be spending the majority of your weekend?
Inside.
In prison? Are you...
You make sure that the meat is get browned all outside, and then we'll cook. When it's brown, it will come actually sealed outside, but slowly, when they actually cook, release all the goodness from inside.
I'll be honest with you, Gennaro, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. What was that supposed to be about?
Really fantastic.
I get it, but what?
This particular one, you can make it with any kind cheap cut of meat.
This particular one, I don't understand, Gennaro. Do you understand what he's talking about?
I don't know what's going on. I thought it would be more coherent than this when he came.
I thought it would be. You must have something to tell us, to leave us on, Gennaro.
Bam, 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 bam. Flower.
Okay.
He's going to the
Flower,
Yorkshire Spirit.
It's a term of endearment, yeah.
He's going to the Yorkshire Spirit. That's fantastic. Well, Gennaro will be with us all morning. So if you have any questions, tweet us at @radio_Yorkshire. If you listen to Gennaro, I apologise profusely. But please come on and talk to us properly one day. As opposed to the, I don't quite know what's come over him today.
I don't.
They're not crazy yet. Wait, when I make those very crazy.
He's going to make them very crazy.
You're making me crazy,
Gennaro. I was lost for words talking to you. I'm overwhelmed.
Stunned.
Ross.
He really.
Do you know what?
Was it how you expected?
No.
Disappointed?
No, not at all.
Overwhelmed?
Yes.
Perplexed?
All of those things.
It's Radio Yorkshire.
Yorkshire Racing. On Radio Yorkshire.
Join me, Bobby Beavers, live around the racecourses on Radio Yorkshire for all the latest news and tips from the track, and I'll be joined by the biggest names from the world of racing to preview the day ahead, plus bring you all the latest reaction from the winner's enclosure every Saturday from 10.
Except for, well, today, actually, yeah, so that's not true at all.
Bobby Beavers, can we get him on?
I've worked with Bobby on here a couple of times before. I can definitely get him on, yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Bobby Beavers?
Yeah, he's an absolute hero.
He sounds like it.
He's an absolute hero.
We should get him on.
We will. Radio Yorkshire here. It's the Ross and Josh show. And we're not too far off getting the news of the day.
Absolutely.
So I think it's time to introduce our another guest onto the show.
Yeah.
My friend and yours is Mr. Peter Brush.
Yeah.
And every week he's going to give us just a little bit of words of wisdom, just a little bit of thoughts, little nuggets from his brain. So every week we're going to have Peter Brush's thoughts for the day.
Fantastic.
And here's his first one.
All right.
I was very surprised. I don't know if it's a case of false advertising, really, but I visited the Great Wall of China, and it turns out it's actually made of stone, not China. Yeah. I mean, theoretically, I guess the Great Wall of China is made of stone, but it's in China. That's why it's called that. But theoretically, you could have a Great Wall made of China that could be called that, the Great Wall of China. You could theoretically, that could be anywhere in the world, except probably Greece. I don't think it would last very long in Greece.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Peter Brush there with his thought for the day. Incredible stuff.
Amazing.
I don't know where he gets it from.
I don't know. I find it inspirational. I like to hear Peter on a regular basis, just to feed my soul.
I'd like to hear him host a show on Radio Yorkshire.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, me too. I think
3 hours of wisdom with Peter Brush.
I think he'd only have to have three topics.
I'm
not sure he'd get through those.
No.
To be fair, but fair enough. He is an absolute hero of mine. So there you go.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we've got him on the show then.
Hey up, you're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, there we go. There's a bit of Vampire Weekend 1, brackets, Blake's got a new face. Is it all right? Is he settling in?
To his new face?
To his new face.
I'd hope so. What's that film with Nicolas Cage? Is it something about a face? In
face
there,
off.
There? Yeah, there's yeah. that. Is he, maybe, I don't know, maybe you could get some tips from Nicolas Cage about how to settle into it.
That could be the theme tune to Face Off.
Yeah.
That could be, yeah.
It would change the tone of the movie a little bit. I've never seen it, but I assume.
It would make it significantly more jaunty.
Yeah.
Than the actual film.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Jaunty is positively encouraged here on Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. We are jaunty. How jaunty are you feeling on a scale of 1 to...
Absolutely spiffingly jaunty.
Spiffingly jaunty.
Yes.
I'm feeling relatively jaunty. That's the jaunty scale here on Radio Yorkshire. Thanks for listening, if you are. If you're not, no thanks for listening. Why aren't you listening?
Well, they can't answer that question, Ross, because... frankly, they're not listening.
No, that's true. I've been joined by Terry Thomas in the studio. Thanks for coming,
Hello.
Terry. You've no idea. Do you know who Terry Thomas is?
Does he have a moustache and a gap between his front teeth?
Yes, he does. You have got a cultural reference, Josh.
Absolutely.
We need some sort of...
Gennaro, do you have any noises you could chip in with? Thank you.
Fantastic.
Flower. Oh, he got me flower again. Oh, cheers, petal.
Fantastic.
It is.
Thanks very much, Gennaro. He really is... a positive influence, I feel.
Absolutely, yeah. It lifts your spirits every time. If I ever feel down or low or blue, I just pop on Gennaro on YouTube and I feel better.
Yeah.
Within the space of 3 minutes, he's turned my life around.
Yeah, you don't even need to leave the house. You can just stay...
straight inside.
You can just... thank you, Gennaro. You see? Bringing laughter at every turn.
Fantastic.
What a guy.
Absolutely, yeah. Are you enjoying your coffee there?
It's lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
How's yours?
I think the mugs represent our personalities.
I am
Super Mario.
I'm Yoshi.
You are Yoshi.
That's it.
You're all tongue and no trousers. And I am a terrible plumber.
You are a terrible plumber.
Terrible plumber.
But you've got a fantastic moustache. Like Terry Watts' face that you just made a reference to a minute ago.
Terry Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I do double in size if I eat mushrooms. I get very bloated.
I wonder why that had happened.
I get very bloated.
You had that portobello mushroom, you went upstairs into your bedroom and you didn't come out for ages because you couldn't get out the door again.
It was like, you know the scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where...
Augustus
girl...
Gloop, is it?
Is it Augustus Gloop or is it the...
No,
it's the girl, isn't it?
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt, yeah, who... not the band, but the girl who eats the... is it the blueberries?
Blueberry? Yeah, because she turns into a giant blueberry.
Turns into a giant blueberry.
It's blueberry-flavoured bubblegum.
Yeah, it is.
That's
what it is. Exactly, yeah. Well, that's like me if I eat too many mushrooms.
You turn into a mushroom.
I just turn into a giant mushroom.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I don't think it'd be that bad.
No, it is pretty bad.
Hey up, you're listening to Radio Yorkshire. The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Niles Barkley then with Crazy here on Radio Yorkshire. It's the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross.
And I'm Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Hiya.
Nice to meet you. I'm Ross.
Hello, I'm Josh. How are you, Ross?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
Fantastic.
Niles Barkley there with Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, he was there at Benagazim. I don't really remember seeing him, but he was definitely there.
Yeah.
I look back at the lineup today. A lot of bands were there that I don't really remember seeing either. The Raconteurs were there.
Don't remember them.
No, the Kills.
I do remember seeing Morrissey.
Yeah, I remember seeing Morrissey as well. Yeah.
And
he was waving some flowers around, I think, at some point.
Yeah, and talking about the plight of the red squirrel, which of course is wholly appropriate at a music festival in Spain, yeah, where they've never had the red squirrel.
No, but they'll appreciate. They'll go, oh, thank God, we don't have to suffer through that.
Yes, rather.
But yeah, no, it was a great holiday. It was fantastic. Much better than the holiday you were describing.
Yeah, of course. I would take Benicassim over Orlando now.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat, yeah. The worst holiday I ever had was on the south coast of Italy.
Really?
It's not... I can't remember the... It's not the Amalfi Coast.
Which bit of the boot?
It's... I can't remember.
The
heel?
The toe.
Name some bits. Name some parts in Italy.
Naples.
No, it's a... This is
further south than that.
Yeah.
Sicily.
No, kind of. Anyway, it was... It's supposed to be...
Bit. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a nice bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a nice bit. It was the final family holiday I went on. This seemed to be a theme here with family holidays.
Right, yeah.
There was me, my mum, my dad, my nan, my granddad, and my sister.
Right.
And we went to like a kind of an all-inclusive-ish hotel in Italy. And it was at the back end of the season. It was like September or something, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there, and because it was the back end of the season, they ran out of beer on day two. At like what 7 o'clock in the evening, and they were like, "Yeah, we've got no beer, I'm afraid."
Can they not buy more beer?
They couldn't buy more beer. No, couldn't buy
but
more
for the
beer.
Rest of the holiday.
For the rest of the holiday, there was no beer, which my dad was not happy about.
Did they not have a shop?
No, apparently not. No, it was like I said, it was an all inclusive thing, and the buffet was.
It's not all inclusive. They don't have any beer.
Well, no, it was all inclusive, but only what they got.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The buffet was chaos, absolute chaos. All we could drink from there on in was the house wine, which was essentially vinegar in a jar.
Yeah.
One night I got so drunk on this house wine that I told my granddad to go himself.
Wow.
Which I've never said to him before or since, and he's a man who was very, very keen on swearing being something you just didn't do. I only ever heard him swear once in his life.
He must have been pretty angry. Was it at the point that you told him to go himself? Was that when he swore?
No, it wasn't. Okay. He even managed to restrain himself then. I then followed that evening up by trying to go back to... I went back to the room I shared with my sister, attempted to jump on my bed, missed by a good foot and slammed my face into the floor.
Wow.
Then tried to go to the toilet and instead urinated all over a chair in the corner of the room.
You thought the chair was the toilet?
I thought the chair was the toilet, yeah.
It's a common drunk mistake, isn't it? Weeing on something that's not the toilet.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And that was what the wine did. That was just one night.
Did it stain the shoes? Did you have red wine coloured?
Maybe. I don't remember that bit. I then spent the next 2 days hungover, reading a book and refusing to leave the room. There were syringes on the beach. What else was there? The entertainment was horrific. There was everyone else in the hotel were Italian,
yeah.
And very few of them spoke English. So
yeah.
There was only one other couple there who spoke English. So there was no one else we could really speak to apart from our family, and they were on the verge of a breakup. So it was really good. It was a really great holiday. It was a really great holiday, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life for all the wrong reasons.
I'm quite interested to know why you told your granddad to go himself.
I have absolutely no idea. That was the vinegar I was drinking. I think we were playing some sort of card game, and I didn't.
Oh, that was it. There was not some deep running. He'd not done something.
No.
You just lost at cards.
No, of course not. I think my granddad's going to come up in every show at some point. No,
probably.
He was a wonderful man, and
he sounds like a wonderful man. This
no
is why I'm wondering why
it.
Did you? Well, yeah, exactly. All right, he didn't deserve it. That's good. That's what I wanted
no,
to know.
No, and it's one of the greatest regrets of my entire life.
Well. You know, you're going to have them.
Yeah,
especially
have them.
When you drink yourself through vinegar to face down on the floor.
You know who I think will cheer us up after that?
Who?
I think Peter Brush's thought for the day. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear that.
I'm very considerate as a person because you've got to think of the economic implications these days, the things that you're doing because the economy is quite fragile globally. I was recently asked if I would do something for all the tea in China, and I said I'd like all the tea in China, but of course I said no because I knew what that would do to China's export markets, which are obviously heavily reliant on tea, and obviously China they're an important player these days. So thankfully I said no. It was a good excuse to not do the thing. I didn't really want to do it either. They didn't expect me to do it for all the tea in China, but, you know, I've had my reasons not to.
Thanks very much, Peter. There's Peter Bush's second thought
Fantastic.
Of the day there. It's great, isn't it?
I'd love to know what the thing is that he wouldn't do for all the tea in China.
I would love to know. I would absolutely love to know. Let's ask him next time.
Okay.
Let's ask him.
I don't know if he's going to reveal that.
We could certainly ask him.
It's a secret.
Gennaro, any thoughts on Peter Bush's thought for the day?
But they're not crazy yet. Wait.
when I make those very crazy.
He's right. Peter's thoughts aren't that crazy. Gennaro's, on the other hand, are crazy.
Where do you keep your thoughts, Gennaro?
Push me aside.
you push your thoughts inside.
Yeah, that's it.
He doesn't sound like a man who has to restrain his thoughts, but you push him inside.
He does.
Well, there we go.
Thanks very much, Gennaro. It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. Thanks very much for Peter Brush. We'll have one more thought for the day from him. And if you've had a terrible holiday, tweet us at @radio_Yorkshire. I want to see if we can... Who do you think was worse, mine or yours?
Well, I think yours was facilitated by a lack of beer and a prominence of vinegar,
yep.
I think. Mine was the setting and the hotel owners. So... I don't know. Yours was longer. You had to endure it for a longer amount of time.
Whole week.
Syringes on the beach tips it for me. I think maybe yours.
Syringes on the beach. There's a summer song for you. It's Ross and Josh on Radio Yorkshire.
Hey, up. You're listening to Radio Yorkshire. You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
That's right, the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire, and the Ross and Josh Show is a watery floral fragrance inspired by the vibrant beauty of a summer sunset. Oh, we paint the horizon with infinitely captivating colour. We begin with the freshness of green pear, brightened with a splash of dewy watermelon and juicy mandarin. The heart blossoms with lush peony petals, sweet blue hyacinth and vibrant water lily. It dries down to the seductive warmth of creamy sandalwood, soft white amber and sensual musk. It's fresh, it's floral, it's warm. It's the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire.
Mmm, that sounds delicious. I'll have two, please.
You'll have two, please. What two pints or two shots?
It's liquid form, is it?
It's liquid form. Of course
I
it is.
I thought that was a meal.
No, it's a perfume. You can eat it.
Can I? Oh, I suppose it does sound delicious. It sounds like I could drink it. There's many, actually, a lot of sort of.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. Josh Shadler, inspired by the alluring modern woman, the fragrance of Josh embodies sensuality and seduction thanks to its fruity, chipper accord and warm, rich depths.
I think that sums me up adequately. Gennaro, have you got any thoughts on that as to whether that sounds like me?
200 grams of sausages.
Okay, you think that sums me up better. I actually think Gennaro's probably got a better description of me there.
Yeah. Now, I chop the onions. You see, the onions are chopped. It's very rough.
Yeah, I do smell like onions, Gennaro. I'm aware of that.
You do smell incredibly like onions.
In Italy says, what a beautiful belly you have.
Thank you, Gennaro.
You do have a beautiful
belly.
I
have got a beautiful belly.
You really do have a beautiful belly. It's, if anything, I would
covered
say that
in
it's...
downy fur.
It's innately masculine and is inspired by an antique flask. that's how I describe
bang
your
on.
Belly.
That is bang on.
Would that be fair?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. The Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. So we've had a good holiday, we've had bad holidays.
Are you all right, Ross?
You're going on holiday next week, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to Japan.
Which is a popular summer tourist
destination.
Why are you going to Japan?
We got cheap flights. It's an interesting place.
Just because you can go there cheaply doesn't mean you should.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because you never... If you can find cheap flights to somewhere, it's like a bit of a holiday roulette sort of thing. You just see where the cheap flights are and you go there. You might love it. You might not. You never know. Yeah, if you haven't been to a place, how can you possibly know?
No, that's fair enough. Gennaro, you been to Japan?
Really fantastic.
Well, there you go.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got great food in Japan. So I'm imagining Gennaro would be a massive fan of Japan. But yeah, we just got cheap flights and I would love to go to Japan. And I am. So, fantastic.
Good. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm incredibly happy for you. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Persephone Andromeda Centauri.
Are you?
Yes, and some other friends as well.
All right, yeah. I thought you were going.
I am, yeah.
All right, okay. Oh, great. And who is
I
that?
I love, if you're listening.
That's your girlfriend, isn't it?
It is my girlfriend, yeah.
You've made up that name, though, haven't you?
No.
That's not a real name, is it?
Yeah, it's a real name.
Is it a real name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your girlfriend's name's Persephone Andromeda Centauri?
Yeah. She's from Manchester.
That explains a lot.
Hey, up! You're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
My name is Ross Briley, the Ross of the title, and I'm joined by a man who appears to be taking a Liam Gallagher approach to the next hour of broadcasting. It's Mr. Joshua Sadler.
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. You've always been small. You appear to have got smaller.
And I've just
sagged down into my seat.
You have a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is this what happens in the third hour of the radio show from here on out?
It's what happens when I come down off my coffee buzz.
Yeah, the caffeine is starting to depart the system, and it's left with the usual...
I don't know about you, but when I drink a cup of coffee, it gives me about 3 inches on my standing height.
Does it? Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
I've lost it now.
By the way, I found your polar opposite.
Have you?
Yeah, I found your polar opposite earlier. Here we go. This was tweeted by the Huffington Post. Cho Mariel, who's 14 and is an eighth grader over in Florida, is 7 feet, 3 inches.
That's bigger than Rob Mulholland.
7'3". That's two of you, almost.
If you
got on your shoulders...
And then put a long overcoat on. Yeah, with a pug on top.
You still wouldn't be as tall as Cho Mariel.
How'd you say his name?
Cho
Mariel?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, sir. You are taller than a short man.
Incredible.
Absolutely
incredible. Somewhat unsurprisingly, he's tipped to be a big basketball star. I mean, he's tipped to be he's already a big basketball star. Because he's big. But he's going to be a big basketball star.
Does he play basketball yet, or are you just saying that because
he's college basketball.
Okay, but he's going to be I get you. He's going to be a famous basketballer.
Potentially, yeah. He's tipped
basketballer.
Me, yeah. Basketballer
or basketball player.
I quite like basketballer. Sounds
basketball because it's got the word baller in it.
It
so
sounds
it's like
aggressive, doesn't it?
I'm a basketballer. Yeah.
Yeah. I weave baskets.
I weave baskets, but I'm proper baller at it.
Incredible. I weave baskets, so I've got a gold-plated thatched necklace. Chain.
A suit of armour.
Yeah. You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show. This is Radio Yorkshire. We're with you for the next 48 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, that's specific. That's a specific amount of time, isn't it? Have you enjoyed the show so far, Gennaro?
Fantastic.
Thanks very much, mate. Anything to add?
I was in Scotland the other day. And had this fantastic Scotch egg.
Well, fantastic.
Wow, amazing, yeah.
There you go, brilliant.
Loves a Scotch egg, does Gennaro?
He absolutely loves a Scotch egg, doesn't he? He absolutely loves it.
He thinks they're incredible.
Where do you eat your Scotch eggs, Gennaro?
Inside.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you don't want to eat them outside.
You don't want to eat them outside, do you?
They're quite good for the picnic, Gennaro. You could eat them outside.
Straight inside.
All right, okay.
All right, okay, inside.
Right. No, that's fine, that's it.
Push me inside.
All right, okay, I get it, Gennaro. I get the picture. Anyway, that's Gennaro Contaldo. Thanks for coming in, mate. It's the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. I'm Ross. This is Josh. We've been hearing from Peter Brush. We've been hearing from Gennaro Contaldo. And our third and final guest of the show is a man who's very close to both of us.
He is very close. I mean, he's here, so...
Proximity.
And
also in our hearts.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't describe him as a man...
No?
No.
He will be.
One day.
He might be as big as Cho Mariel.
He's as big as me.
He's as big as you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ross and Josh Show. It's Baby John, everyone.
It's Baby John.
Baby John.
Hiya, I woke up properly now.
John, what an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, it's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming on. You are instantly the most mature member of the show.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean...
Mentally?
Yeah.
Okay.
And physically in some ways.
Well, I'm wearing the clothes of an old person.
You are wearing the clothes of an old person. You've got what have you got on there? You've got a nice little pair of jeans and a...
I've got some jeans. I got these from the outside bit at Kirkgate Market.
The outside bit?
The outside bit, yeah.
That sounds like the bit we don't mention. Don't go to the outside.
It's the outside bit as opposed to the other bit. The what bit, Gennaro?
Get inside!
The inside bit, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. Okay, well, and you've got a body warmer on as well.
I have. It keeps my body very warm. Although in this studio, Ross, it's quite unnecessary.
It is.
Yeah, but I would take my body warmer off, but I'm quite terrifying without it on, as my body is made entirely of pillow filling.
Well, you and me both, John. You and me both. Well, thanks for coming on. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, if you haven't guessed, I'm a sentient talking baby.
Right. Okay. Well, I think all babies are sentient, but I get...
Are they?
Yeah.
Well... Not as sentient as me, so
no.
Get back, other babies. Get back. Get in line, because I am
Get back
first.
To where you once belonged.
Where you once belonged, in the USSR. I am 6 months old.
You are?
Yeah.
You're very advanced for a six-month-old baby.
Well, I can talk.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
All right. Well, yes, in that case, then I am very advanced.
Very advanced.
You're quite right, yeah.
Do we know you, John?
I can't really remember. I think I just rocked up one day at your house.
Yeah, that was. I'll be honest with you, John. When I answered the door, well, first off, I closed the door, and then you knocked again, and
you didn't look down the first time, did you?
Well, I wasn't expecting to see a 6-month-old baby on the doorstep.
You should have learnt this trick from the first time that Josh came to your door.
Well, no, that's fair enough. I didn't realise I was in the Bible. I assumed that I didn't realise you were caught in some reeds outside.
I was caught in some reeds in a basket.
In a basket
That had been weaved by that basketballer.
Exactly.
What's his name?
Chol Mariel.
All right, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Chol Mariel. He's very tall. Yeah, and I turned up at your door, and here I am. I just stayed, really.
Yeah.
It was nice, because I didn't have anywhere to go before that, Ross.
No, that's perfectly understandable, John. I'm glad we could take you in. I'm glad we could really
thank
you at home.
From the bottom of my tiny heart.
What can we do for you here today? I mean, thanks for coming on. You've got a great voice for radio.
Well, thank you. I mean, the problem that I have is I tried to do a bit of TV work, you know.
Right, okay.
Because I've got an agent and he keeps trying to get me... I mean, you know, as a talking baby, you would think that there would be some work for me in entertainment.
You'd think you'd be the star of the show, yeah. John.
But I tried to do TV work, right. But they said I was a bit too stiff as an actor.
Well, could you give us an example of some of your moves, John?
Well, no, I can't move. That's the problem.
Oh, right. So you don't have any.
I'm not like Jagger. I can't move at all.
You've got no acting chops.
No. I've got chops.
You've got chops.
Big baby chops.
baby
chops. My baby chops. They're on my face.
So you can't get acting's out.
Yeah.
Where to now, John?
I'm trying radio now. That's
you
why
are.
I've come on here. But I've got to be honest, Ross. I don't think I'm going to get much more work because, I mean, some of the viewers at home will be able to see me through the cameras. The other ones will think very much that because they can't see me, I just sound like a 28-year-old from Derbyshire doing an impression of a baby rather than an actual talking baby, which I am.
You do. It's uncanny. You do sound a little bit like that, John.
Josh is very quiet, isn't he? You're right.
I'm fine.
He's just enthralled by your life story, John.
Absolutely. I'm like, you know, I was quiet for Gennaro, but this is just... Oh, John, I just... So much love for the little guy.
Thank you,
fantastic.
Josh. Oh, well, thank you as well, Gennaro. It's very nice to be here.
Have you met Gennaro before, John?
No, but I've seen a lot of his YouTube videos.
Have you met John before, Gennaro?
Babble. And it goes... double the size. Because
he's talking to me like I'm a normal baby, making weird noises
yeah,
at me.
I don't think
he knows I can talk. I can talk, Gennaro. You don't have to make noises at me.
Look at that!
That's talking baby, right?
That's the usual response you get, John. That's the usual response you get. Okay, well, if we can help you in any way, John, stick with us throughout the hour.
Okay.
And to be fair, you can come back whenever you like. Tell us about your adventures.
Well, like I said, you know, I am looking for a job. We'll talk more about that later, but I could do with some help with that, so I thought I'd come and broadcast that on the radio.
All right, so if you're listening and you've got a job for a 6-month-old talking baby who can't open his eyes or move, at radio_Yorkshire is what you're looking for there.
But I can talk.
He can talk.
I can talk a lot.
He can talk a lot.
I can say anything you want me to say. I could do after dinner speeches or other things involving talking, like talking shows. Ready.
Voiceovers.
Voiceovers, yeah.
Children's parties.
If you want me for any Pampers adverts, then let me know. I can do that.
What about Evian?
Evian, yeah. I'm friends with them, actually. The rollerblading ones.
The rollerblading babies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got very excited all of a sudden.
You have got very excited. It's just the possibilities are endless, aren't they, John?
It is, yeah. You know, I mean, they can rollerblade, but they can't talk, can they?
No, that's a very good point, John.
Well, there we go.
Radio Yorkshire.
We have a cunning plan.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire for the next, 39 minutes, something like that. You all right with that, Josh?
I'm absolutely fine with that. As long as it's 39 minutes and no other... 38, not down with that. 39, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If we go into the 40s, you're going to fall asleep, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for coming in anyway.
That's all right.
Thanks for fulfilling your duties. As you said on the first show, the least I can expect is that you'll turn up.
Yeah, that's the most you could expect.
That's the most I could expect. So thanks for surpassing that.
All right, well, that's all right. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks very much. You enjoyed it, Gennaro?
Fantastic.
Well, good. I'm glad you could join us. Great, yeah. So,
I love Gennaro being here.
I love Gennaro being here as well. It's absolutely fantastic.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God. You should smell. I promise. Now you will smell the fish. Come on, smell it.
I'd rather not.
I'm fine. I'm not getting Gennaro. I'm okay without doing that. It's too early for that.
If it's all the same.
Almost wanted to kiss this fish. Look at the way they cook. So gentle. Full of love. Oh, my God. Why I'm cooking so good.
He loves that fish.
He loves that fish. Yeah, so he loves that fish.
That fish?
Which should be a feature on the next show.
Who loves that fish?
Who loves
Gennaro
that fish?
Loves
Gennaro
that fish. But what fish is it?
That is the question. We should do that next week, because this week's big question, of course, is...
Guess the crisp.
Guess the crisp. I've got a couple of people I want to get in future dates to try and guess the crisp. But,
okay.
But today we're just going to go...
John could have a go at guessing the crisp. You all right with that, John?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a go.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for coming in. Thanks.
How's your knowledge on crisps?
Not good.
No, I didn't think so, no. Have you got teeth, John?
No.
You want some more rusks?
I'd love a rusk, yeah.
I'll go out and nip that and get you a rusk. That's fantastic. Well, it's time to play Guess That Crisp. Now, you can't guess the crisp, because I don't know what crisp it is. You ate the crisp.
I did.
And we've got a little bit of recording of you eating the crisp, so hopefully the listeners can listen and guess the crisp.
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't realise that would be as horrible as it was in the end.
I played that to Persephone last night and she was like, you're not actually going to put that on the radio, are you?
I'm sorry, this should be some sort of warning. I feel like a spider's walked down my spine again.
It's going to be worse if people are listening to this with like their earphones in, because it's like having me at the side of your head eating a bag of crisps.
Not again.
Which is one of the worst experiences that anyone can have.
Oh, I feel a bit weird.
See, the thing is, I'm used to the sound of me eating crisps, so I didn't realise it'd be quite so bad.
I've lost the whole point. Why did we play that again?
You've got to guess what the crisp is.
You've got to guess what the crisp is. Do you want to play it again? If you heard it the first time, you don't want to hear it again. It's coming up in 2 seconds.
Close your ears now.
So guess that crisp. Oh, it's horrible.
I think we're also going to put that up somewhere on the website so people can listen again for their own pleasure.
If you can guess what flavour crisp it is, then you get we'll send you a big bag of them.
Of them, yeah. John, any ideas?
Is it a rusk?
It's not a rusk, I'm afraid, John.
I don't think a rusk is a crisp.
Guess that crisp, John.
I'm not going to be very good then in that case.
No, you're not going to be very good, but thanks, John. Thanks for playing.
It's all right.
Guess the crisp. Yeah, wow. Can I have a guess? Can I have a lie down?
You can have a lie down if you want. If you do lie down, though, I will eat crisps into your ears.
Not again.
I know. Every day.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah, go on then.
Is it those vegetable crisps, like the parsnip and beetroot ones?
No.
Because there was definitely your reaction at the end was like, It's like almost a slight surprise. Is there a definite tang there? Is there a tang?
I would say that. I don't want to give too much away, but...
to be fair, a lot's been given away in that clip.
I think that's the thing. If you're an avid crisp fan, you've probably got that straight away.
You're probably listening and...
How are we going to do this? Are we going to reveal it next week?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You can tweet in @radio_Yorkshire, guess that crisp.
First person to guess the crisp.
You can win a bag of crisps, and Josh will personally deliver them to your door.
I'll eat them in front of you. Into your ears.
Wow, that's fantastic. Anyway, what a horrible prize. No one will enter. So that's good.
Gennaro, any thoughts on that?
Get inside!
Okay, all right.
Probably for the best. Well, thanks for coming on, everyone. Josh, eating your crisps. John, again, great to have you on for the show.
Thank you.
Do you have any song requests? We've had a few songs from me and Josh that remind us of our holidays. What do you have any particular bands you like?
I just like songs with the word baby in them, but not, I don't like that Britney Spears one.
You
get me?
Yeah, that's understandable, John.
I like that Seal one, though.
Kiss from a Rose?
Rusk from a Rose. Oh, my
God. Right, okay, that's a good one, yeah. Anything else?
He says baby in it he's got a lot of passion behind it. Empassioned, like Gennaro.
Yeah.
Anything else? Oh, I've got to think of another song with a baby in it now, haven't I?
Do you like the film From Rusk Till Dawn?
That's one of my favourites. It's also a way of life for me.
Yeah, it is. Any song requests at all, John?
Have you got anything off of In Utero by Nirvana?
No. Sorry. Never mind, John.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
But I don't understand.
Never mind.
I know, all right, I won't mind. No, that's fine.
Don't mind, don't worry about it, John.
The album, John. Yeah, no, I'm just interested in Utero.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Very laboured, that, wasn't it?
Any song requests at all, John? Any songs?
I don't know, I've only been alive 6 months, so what about some Queen?
What about, you like Queen?
I absolutely love Queen. I'm struggling not to do a swear then, Ross.
6 months old. You need to learn this. You need to learn this, John. Restrain yourself.
I am.
Hey, up. You're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
Proper radio here on Radio Yorkshire. It's proper Ross Briley and proper Josh Shadler. It's the Proper Ross and Josh Show.
We are very proper, indeed.
We are incredibly proper.
Incredibly proper.
I have the manners of a prince. No, sorry, the manners
of Prince.
Of Prince. That's true. I often party like I'm 15 years old.
It's 1999.
Oh, that's good. I've got a £20 note. Keep the change. you're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. As I said, thanks to Phil Seymour for coming on. He'll be with you from 11 till 3. And again, last time I saw Phil,
yeah,
he was quite literally twice the man he is now.
Twice the man? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, he's lost. I think he just told he's lost 9 stone, which actually it puts all our achievements in the past year to shame. I've done nothing of that persistence. He looks amazing.
He does. Well, I've never seen him before, so for him to say it, it's difficult for me to imagine him being 9 stone heavier than he is.
Do you know what? I think you should try and lose 9 stone.
I'd be a thin wisp of a man.
Yeah, you'd be flat Stanley.
I would be.
No, that's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm generally flabbergasted.
I would literally be a cardboard cutout of myself if I'd lost that much weight.
You'd have the personality of one already, so that's...
Well, there we go.
That's okay. Ross and Josh on Radio Yorkshire, thanks to everyone. Just everyone.
Everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for just keeping us going. We've got a few more Guess the Crisp entries. Let's have one more listen. Oh, God, I feel a bit weird again.
You shouldn't keep playing it.
I can't have a competition and not play it. What entries have we got? we've got... apparently, you make things sound crunchier than they are. That's from Mickey Baker, which, again, is something on your CV. hi, I'm Josh Shadler, and I make things sound crunchier than they are. Celery? Oh, hold on to your ears.
Maybe that's a market for me. Do you need a vegetable-based product advertising on the radio, but just can't get the crunch in there?
And it's Joshua Sadler.
Joshua Crunchy Sadler.
We've got Pickled Onion Monster Munch. We already had a guess at that, didn't we?
What did Phil say again? He said... He said pickled onion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but they've up the ante with Monty Munch. It's quite close. The onion is very close. Ali says, if it's not Frazzles, then I reckon McCoy's salt and vinegar.
No.
But kind of, we're all in the right ballpark.
Well, they are crisps, yeah.
That's true. Dave's gone for his final guess as prawn cocktail.
Getting further away than his original guess.
Your dad's got in touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Your dad loves a crisp.
He loves a crisp, my dad. He got in touch by the unconventional method of texting me directly. First text message. Hiya, son.
He's never texted you until now.
This is it. He's been waiting for this moment.
To be honest with you, Josh, I've been ashamed of you from day one. But now, with this guess the crisp idea, you have gone up in my estimation.
I've gone nuts. He sent 2 text messages.
Wow.
So, the first one being, hello, son, do you need shoes for baby John?
Yes.
John?
Well, I am barefoot. I've been barefoot since I was born barefoot.
That's true. You are the barefoot contestant.
I can't afford shoes. That's why I need a job. But yes, Trevor, I would love a pair of shoes.
So, Dad, if you are... if you're going to give John some shoes, he'd love them, wouldn't you, John?
Yeah.
Love shoes. Absolutely love shoes.
Second text message.
Yeah.
From my father. Walker's cheese and onion.
Walker's cheese and onion.
That is the closest guess we've had yet.
Yeah, I think if you mix all the guesses together, you get pretty much what it
you
is.
You get the colour brown.
You do. Oh, it's fantastic.
Really fantastic.
Thanks, Gennaro.
Thanks, Gennaro.
I require a higher level of specificity. Specificity. Thanks, Gennaro.
Flower.
Oh, petal.
Darling. Love.
So Walker's cheese and onion, that has been the closest that we've had so far. Well done, Theatre. But you're not quite there. Really.
No, keep going. If you do, like I said, if you do guess the crisp,
posh crisps.
Relatively posh crisps. To be fair, there's a lot of posh crisps. That doesn't narrow it down anymore. You used to narrow it down, but if anything, crisps have become... Everything's just got posher, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Beer, crisps, nuts.
Pork.
pork.
Well, it's all pulled now, isn't it?
It is. That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Everything's pulled now.
It just used to be pork, didn't it?
It used to be pork.
Can I have some pork in a sandwich, and it'd just be a slab of pork. And now you have to cook it for a week.
Pulled.
Pull it.
Everything's pulled.
Everything's pulled these days.
And it's all pulled, isn't it?
It is. It's all
remember
pulled,
in my day before things were pulled.
There's nothing pulled. Anyway, that's Josh Sadler's thought for the day. It's time to catch up with Peter Brush for his final thought of the day.
I remember at school learning the alphabet with cartoons, and all the capital letters were adults and all the lowercase letters were like the children, which I thought was strange, really. I don't know if that was, you know, what. When does like a child become an adult in the world of the alphabet? Is it like the first time that you used at the beginning of a sentence? Maybe. I don't know. I was always remember looking at the letters, like on the table, looking at the capital letters next to the small case letters and thinking that they all look like their parents, except for the letter G, who looks nothing like his father.
There you go, Peter Brush with his thought for the day, his final thought for the day. He makes a very good point.
It does make a very good point. Although the letter Q could also be argued doesn't look that much like his parent letter. Not as much as the letter G, I'll admit that.
You know, all the components are there for the Q.
I suppose so, yeah. If you do have the chance to go and see Peter Brush tonight, I would highly recommend
it. He is incredible. He was a BBC New Comedian of the Year finalist. I think it was last year or the year before. He's a professional comedian, a gigging comedian, and we'll hopefully get him on the show. I think we're going to try and get him on next week. And he'll also be on our next live show as well, which is on July the 2nd. So he'll be there. And he's also tonight, he's live in Holmfirth at the Gonzo Comedy Club, which is at the Gonzo Bar in Holmfirth.
Well, there we go. Fantastic. There you go. Get yourself down.
Get yourself down for that.
He showed me up last time we did a gig.
He did. Admittedly, everyone showed you up last
time
we did a gig.
That is true. Well, to be honest, the last gig that we were at, the first time I was in Leeds, there was a table of girls at the front who seemed to have taken wine intravenously into their bodies before the gig had started. And they seemed to be put there to test my mettle on stage. But it turns out my mettle was one of those thin strips of magnesium that you have in Year 9 science. And
all
once
they
I was
put
under
a
the Bunsen burner of noise from that table, that was it. I just went up and evaporated into the air.
It was good.
Peter came on and absolutely smashed the room.
He was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
He is a true professional.
That's right.
Peter Brush, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be live on the show next week.